What do you want to be when you grow up? At school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I said famous. They said I didn't understand the assignment, and I said they didn't understand life. They told me I didn't understand life and that I was too young to understand. And I said that they were too old and too bitter, and they told me off. You won't make it, they said. Nobody makes it, they said. Nobody. Nobody makes it. Except for Angelina. And no one else. And Brad, of course.
Yeah, but that's it.
Oh, and Jennifer. And I mean the whole cast of Friends,
Yeah,
right?
we know.
Lisa, David,
Nope.
Matt, Courtney, Matthew, Freddie,
Nope. Yep.
Beyonce,
That's
Jay,
it. That's
Kanye, Kim,
hey,
Courtney, Kendall, Kylie,
stop. No one else.
Chris
No
and
one else.
Chris
Nobody else.
Chris.
Okay?
Chris
No
made
one.
it.
Stop.
Oh my God, I went to high school with him.
No, not that Chris. The other Chris.
From the Marvel movie. Wait, am I thinking about his brother? Is he the one who played Thor? Or the one who was engaged to Miley?
And Miley.
And Billy
No.
Ray. And Selena. And
No.
Justin. And
No,
Demi.
no, no,
And
no. We're
Demi.
not doing
And
that again.
Ashton.
No, I
And
said
Mila.
nobody. I said
And Mila.
nobody. When I say nobody makes it, it means nobody makes it. Nobody. No one. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Nobody. Not a single body in this world. Not a single one more.
You know, that's what everyone told me. Yet here I am. Here you are indeed.
Here I am.
Oh my goodness. You know, Jimmy, I always wanted to be famous. As a kid, I would wear my mom's dresses, I'd grab my dad's high heels, I'd grab the hairbrush and perform my whole little show for my family. And, you know, of course, I moved to Hollywood straight after graduating from high school, and boy oh boy, I booked nothing. Nothing. You know, everyone was still telling me I wouldn't make it because no one makes it, you know? So I started working as a waitress, you know, in a bar, and then I worked at another bar and another bar and another bar, and I sort of worked at pretty much every bar, and then I moved on to cafes, and when, you know, I'd worked at all of the cafes, I worked at restaurants, and when I'd been through them all, I went back to the beginning, you know, begging for my old job back, and I was still thinking I'll make it, you know, I will, and everyone was telling me, you know, I was crazy, and I was just thinking, you know, when I make it, you'll all be fucking sorry, you know, I'll show you guys. When I make it, you'll be fucking sorry. I'll show you guys. I'll fucking show you guys. And you know, that mindset sort of lasted for a bit, got me through a couple of years, but at some point, I was at my wit's end. You know, I just couldn't take it anymore, and I said one more audition. And then I'm moving back to my parents' house. I'll get a real job, start a real career, I'll live a normal life, have a few kids, and marry a spouse I hate. And then I fucking got it. And then I fucking got it. I fucking did. And here I am, Jimmy. Here I am, sitting here in front of you, talking to a bunch of people. I made it. Bitch, I fucking told you I'd make it. I made it. I did. You know, I mean, never give up on your dream. You know what I mean? Just keep fighting because you'll make it too. You know, if I can do it, so can you. So, you never started a normal life? No. You never got married? No. Never had children? No. You know, growing up, I would Google celebrities to check whether they were married, whether they had children, whether they were happy. It always made me so sad when they weren't. Are you in love? No. Have you ever been in love? Yes. Many times. Every time I watch a movie, I'll fall in love with someone. Every time I listen to a song that touches me, I get giddy inside.
Those are celebrities. They don't count.
Why not?
Because they're celebrities. They're not real. But they feel very real to me.
You know, the so-called real world doesn't seem all that credible to me. I mean, It's always felt off, a little too gray and lacking. I could never really fully immerse myself in it, you know? It's nothing, absolutely nothing compared to TV and movies. Now that's my world of choice. I mean, there's tension and intensity, action and tragedy, drama, danger, darkness. It's gritty, daring, gripping, challenging, flirty, sexy, startling, compelling, demanding, unraveling, elaborate, intrusive, defining, captivating, calculating, cathartic. It makes me feel things the real world never could.
But they're just playing a role. They're playing you. They want you to like them. You know, they need you to like them for money. I mean, this is all just a big capitalistic game of exploitation, you know? Oh my god, you know what really gets me going is when they tell their fans they love them. Like, of course they don't love their fans. They don't even know them, you know? They don't know you.
Okay, yes, sure. You know, you're not wrong. But fans, we're not dumb. You know, I know it might seem like we are sometimes. We don't really get portrayed in our finest moments. We're usually screaming, sprinting, or, you know, passing out. I mean, it is all slightly fucked up, you know. But, what is it nowadays? You know what I mean? And you know, even though they might not love me in your conventional understanding of love, I do have a relationship with these people, you know? In the sense that they give me something. Something I've never felt before, you know? I've never felt like this before. And sure, I guess in this way it is one-sided, but that doesn't make me lonely. Because there's the rest of the fandom behind me, supporting me as I support them. You know, they get it. And together we share this intense feeling, and it wouldn't be the same without them, you know? Nowadays, everyone seems to spit on the mainstream, you know? It's all, I knew them before they were cool. They've changed. They're not sincere anymore. Oh, baby. No, no, no. I love the mainstream. I get off of the mainstream. I'm horny for the mainstream. I mean, I don't give a shit about underground indie acts. Like, they're so boring and bland and too cool for themselves. Oh, no, 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 no. No, I like the whole big thing, the whole big shebang, you know, the fantasy, the hype. I love the hype. It's like a high. Do you believe in love at first sight? Yes, absolutely. I've become quite an expert in love at first sight. I was laying in bed, watching Netflix, and that's when I saw you. You were walking down the street with your bags on one arm, and a cup of coffee in the other. Everything slowed down. The wind was blowing in your hair in slow motion, and the sun beautifully catching your pearly white teeth. I was so mesmerized. Yeah, and then you bumped into me and spilled a fucking coffee all over my beautiful new white shirt. Oh, I was so pissed, you know, I was cursing under my breath, trying to save my new shirt, and you tried to help me, and we were both fussing and fumbling over my shirt. And you kept telling me to stop, and I kept apologizing, and that's when our eyes finally met, and that was that. We were both crossing the road. You were a couple of steps ahead of me. I saw the car, saw it losing control, I saw it hurtling towards you, and I jumped, pushing us both out of fatal danger. Next thing you know, I'm waking up in the hospital and you're lying in the bed next to me, and that was that. You were playing a tree in your high school theater production, I was in the audience, and that was that. We bumped into each other in the hallway, dropping our books, scrambling to pick them up, our hands touch, we look up, bumping our heads, muttering ouch at the same time, we made eye contact, and that was that. And then I noticed that we had switched books. And then I noticed that we'd switched bodies. And then I noticed that we'd been switched at birth. And that was it. That was that. And that was it. Yeah. That was that. It sounds totally made up, doesn't it? Just like in the movies. They won't believe us. They never do.
But it's true, I swear.
I wouldn't believe us either.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, neither would either.
I mean, it sounds like a load of bullshit.
You know, love at first sight.
Love at first sight.
What a lie. What about you? Do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
How come?
It's a capitalistic invention appropriated from ancient Greece. You know, Cupid and such. But it's been commercialized in the last century, its rise coinciding with the beginnings of Hollywood. You know, production houses wanted to make more movies with short play times to fit in more screenings per day and thus increasing their revenue. And this meant optimizing on time. So no more time for laboriously conquering someone's heart, slowly developing feelings for each other, or simply settling. It had to happen now. It had to be big, huge, gigantic. It had to be boom, bam, zip, zap, and abracadabra. You know, love at first sight was settled for. What about true love and soulmates? I believe in it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, people tell me I'm their soulmate all the time.
They do?
Yup. But they're not your soulmates. Well, no, I've never met them. They just write me letters declaring their love.
Stalkers?
Fans. Ah, so you're famous.
I guess you could say so, yeah.
So what's it like being a celebrity?
Well, it's quite normal, really. I mean,
I don't know anything else, you know? So my normal might not necessarily be your normal. Just like your normal isn't mine.
Your life actually seems quite strange to me.
You see, normal people think celebrities' lives are like a movie. They know celebrities from movies, so to them, these famous actresses and actors don't really live outside of movies. They visit our world to give interviews and walk the red carpet, to receive awards and take selfies with us normal folk, to shoot commercials and be photographed by pesky paparazzi. But at the end of the day, they slip back into the plastic DVD holder. They melt back into that holographic silver circle. And in these perfect little orbs, they begin imitating our world, us and our behavior, our culture and rituals, our school systems, our capitalism, reflecting all our fucked up isms and phobias. You know, we're destroying their world. They don't know any better. They're just imitating, mimicking. But it always feels kind of off, doesn't it? As a kid, every time I watched a movie, I thought that the whole cast would once more perform the same performance inside this box. They'd drop everything at the press of my button, so I was always very respectful. You know, I took the power very seriously. I tried to be as responsible as possible, you know, strictly adhering to labor laws. I would never watch a movie before 9 or after 5, or on weekends. And each movie would get 5 whole weeks off per year. And since I didn't quite know how to pay them, I would whisper sweet nothings to the screen. And I'd compensate their 13th month salary by performing for them. You know, sometimes I'd perform the movie back to itself, and other times I'd perform scenes from other movies I think they'd like. And then once I got my own TV, I'd smuggle it to the living room and play the movies at each other, for each other.
You know, the moment you become famous, your person sort of splits, creating a persona. And every time a new movie comes out, split. And at every photo shoot, split, split. After every interview, split, split, split. And more versions of you start existing. More and more alter egos. Do you become smaller and smaller each time, taking a piece of you with them? Or does yourself multiply? Do you have to spread your love thinly, or does your heart and capacity to love grow bigger each time you enter another fandom?
Okay, this is gonna be a tough question, a little controversial, but I feel like it's been enough time for me to answer this question. Where were you when One Direction split up?
Oh, no.
I know. Oh, Jesus Christ. I have goosebumps.
Oh, fuck.
Do you see this?
Me too.
Goosebumps. Oh, so many tears.
Yeah.
I was at school. No way. Really? Oh, fuck.
I know. I was at school.
And everyone knew me as the One Direction girl, right? So you, of course, had your anti-directioners. The ones whose personality was formed around hating One Direction, opposed to loving One Direction.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Opposed to loving One Direction. So one of them, you know, came over to me one day, you know, with this really gleeful expression on their face. And I was already having none of it, right? And they stood in front of me, all quiet, and I was like, what?
And they were like, have you heard? One Direction broke up.
Oh, shit. No way. Did you believe them?
No, of course I didn't believe them. Because, you know, it wasn't the first time. You know, so they kept laughing and insisting, and I got super mad, of course. And they said, just Google it. And I wasn't gonna Google it, because, you know, then they were gonna be like, oh, made you look. And I wasn't falling for it. You know, but then I looked at my phone. Oh my god. It looked like the fucking apocalypse, you know? Like, missed call, a million messages, you know, notifications from Tumblr, Insta, Snapchat, you fucking name it. And, like, my heart sank. And I literally felt the color draining from my face. Like, you know. Ugh. And then I saw the official statement. Oh my god, and when I tell you, my heart broke. Oh my god, I'm even shaking just thinking about this. Yeah. Like, dear Lord, it's never been this broken. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, I was fucking destroyed. Like, my heart, they broke my heart. Like, seriously. I mean, I've had bad exes, but, like, nothing compares to this. You know what I mean? I mean, they had to send me home, right? I wouldn't stop crying. I was so fucking destroyed. Like, there were tears. I couldn't. Oh, my God. I just buried my face in my hoodie, you know. Just tears streaming all day long. Oh, my God. Until, yeah, they finally sent me home. And how did your parents react? Oh, they were completely overwhelmed. Like, with the whole thing. Oh, bless their hearts. You know, they really tried to help me. But you know how heartbreak is. You can't control that shit. The heart just wants what it wants, and, you know, it bleeds when it needs to bleed. You know, circling back to that fandom thing and the friends thing, you know, if you're involved in so many fandoms, and you're not lonely at all, then how come you're sitting in your room talking to yourself, recording yourself, and making a radio show talking to yourself? Why am I talking to myself? Great fucking question, isn't it? Why are you talking to me as if you weren't me? Don't deflect. Why are you talking to yourself?
Why am I talking to yourself?
Why are you talking to yourself?
We're talking to ourselves.
We're talking to ourselves.
You and me, baby.
Me and you. You're getting distracted. What's my point? Why am I talking to myself? Why are you talking to yourself? Why are we talking to ourselves? I'm not sure. Okay, no, obviously I've thought about this a lot, you know. I mean, I guess it's insecurity. Or, like, security in being alone. Only trusting myself. Being in control. Being a control freak. A perfectionist. Loving myself. Being vain. Thinking I'm the most interesting person ever. Wanting all the glory. Wanting to make it. But only me. Me. Not wanting to share my fame. You know how showbiz goes, you know. Wanting attention. Being an attention whore. You know, I've been writing diaries for over 10 years.
Yeah, we know. You made a performance about it.
Oh, that's meta.
Oh, that's super meta.
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 That's what Facebook is called now.
Do you think Mark Zuckerberg is
a robot?
No, a persona.
He made up.
An alter ego?
Like, is he really called Mark Zuckerberg? Like, seriously? That sounds made up. Like, the Mark part is a bit boring, but I guess appropriate for, you know, a white cis guy. Why don't I have a name? Don't personas usually have their own names? Are you the persona?
Sure, yeah.
And I'm the real one?
Are you?
Am I?
Am I?
I am myself.
And I
am me. Why didn't you give me a cool name? I want to have a cool name. I love stage names. Mark Zuckerberg, Lady Gaga, Nicki Minaj, Marilyn Monroe, Brad Pitt, Kim Kardashian.
No, that's real.
What?
Yeah.
Kim, Chloe, Courtney, Kendall, Kylie.
Kim, Chloe, Courtney, Kendall, Kylie.
No, it's Kim, Chloe, Courtney, Kendall, Kylie.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, you said Kim, Chloe, Courtney, Kendall, Kylie. but it's Kim, Khloe, Courtney, Kendall, Kylie.
With K's.
What did I say? Khloe, Courtney, with C's. It's K's.
Oh.
Kim, Khloe, Courtney, Kendall, Kylie.
Yes. Khloe, Courtney, Kendall, Kylie. Kylie.
It's like their real names are already stage names, you know? Like, they were destined to be celebrities.
Do you think that's why Rob isn't famous?
Who's Rob?
Exactly.
Who's Rob?
Precisely.
Who are you?
And that's been another episode of Talking to Myself. Hope you had fun listening to us chit-chat. Tune in next time for another juicy episode. Make sure to smash that like button, subscribe, push the bell for notification, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Snapchat, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Tumblr, Reddit, Vimeo, Tinder.